This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It's Adrian Chenault, and it is the one and only Tom Chenault look-alike, Richard Rook. We are here on the Legacy Leadership Radio Show, TV show, podcast, sign me a cast, everything cast, and we're very, very excited with our new logo, our new philosophy, and what's going to happen to you today, because it's going to be big time. We are going to go deep with Richard Rook. It is going to be fantastic. The guy is a thought leader of epic proportion. I don't know anybody in my life who's had more of an impact on me intellectually in this whole entire my life. I mean, you have no idea what happens to me on the majority of most of the shows I've done for the last 15 years. Because no matter whether it was my commercials, because of the kindness of Genesis Communication Network putting us on the air all these years for free, so we actually had actual radio commercials versus the podcast that everybody else has. And Richard Rook would just scream at me every day because of the commercials, because it's all conspiracy stuff and survivor stuff. And I said, they're paying the bills, Richard. So he finally acquiesced to that because he thought he might get a show of his own. But I love this guy as much as I love anybody in my life. And you people need to know that. Because I don't think he gets that kind of rap because he's not that warm and fuzzy, but inside he is. So over to you, Adrian. What do you think? Oh, Al, plus he killed me at pickleball.
That was the shock right there. But that, I will tell you, all right, we'll get into that more later, but I will just say I would like to, we're going to do the resin check on that pickleball paddle.
I've never seen
a ball spin like that in my life. So, Richard, so good to have you here. I'm really glad we had you back in this new format because I feel like I am able to exercise more editorial control, and we're going to have some fun today. How does that sound?
All you need is a mute button, Adrian. That's all you need is a mute button.
It's been fun.
So, Richard, what I really want to camp out in today is talking about the authentic networker and what that means to you. And so the new show is called Legacy Leadership. And, you know, we've evolved this thing to really, I think, get much closer to the heart of what we're really about. And it's about how do we create something that has a legacy. So part of that's, you know, the legacy of my dad to me. But I think much bigger than that, it's that the right kind of leadership, the right kind of way of showing up in the world is, in, you know, it leaves a lasting impact on people. It leaves a lasting legacy on people. And so you've done so many amazing things. You have huge influence in the network marketing profession and beyond. But I want to talk about this thing that you have created in the last several years. I actually don't exactly know how long you have really been pushing on that. But talk about the birth of the authentic networker and why that idea has become so important to you.
Well, thanks, Adrian. The application of it primarily for me is network marketers, but the application is universal and global. And it really all boils down to that you and I can manifest and create pretty much anything we want to create. I suppose there's domains where it doesn't matter. I don't really know what those are. Maybe sports or something, but at least the life that I've studied the last 45 years, whatever you and I want to create, the access to it is other people. It's not us creating something, maybe if you're an athlete, but in business, in the people business, it's your relationship with other people. And, you know, the art that we're not taught traditionally is, you know, how do you connect with other people and how do you be with other people so that those other people want to support you, want to champion you, want to introduce you to other people they know? And, you know, I was on a call today two calls today, and I was thinking about the two of you. I'd actually forgot that we were going to do this thing today, but I was just thinking about the two of you, and I was sort of marveling in. I was talking to this one guy. His name is Joe Soto, who, if you haven't had him on your show, I highly recommend. He's like, he's a marketing guy. He's a digital social media marketing guy. Very, very successful. And, I'm just listening to him pour into me, hey, you know, you could do this, you could do that. I could introduce you to this person, that person. He was just a wealth of contribution into me. And he interviewed me. So I was on his podcast, but then we talked for an hour and 20 minutes after the podcast. And he just poured into me these gifts of brilliance and connections and support and ideas and coaching. And it was just, again, it was huge. I could have paid him $25,000 for what he gave me in an hour and 20 minutes. And the whole time I'm present to it, I'm thinking, the only reason I'm talking to Joe Soto is that Ken Walls recommended that I talk to Joe Soto and set me up. Like, he told Joe, hey, you got to have Richard on your show. He endorsed me. And I didn't pay him to do that. I've paid a guy $2,000 a month to introduce me to podcasts. I didn't pay Ken anything. But Ken and I reciprocate in this, hey, let me listen to you, Ken. Let me share some ideas with you. And he does the same thing for me. And one of the reasons I was thinking about the two of you is I was wondering, now, how did I get introduced to Ken? Was that you? Did you introduce me to Ken? You probably did. I don't remember.
No, I introduced you to last week's guest, Mark Victor Hansen.
Okay. There you go.
Sorry.
He wishes he introduced me to Mark Victor Hansen. But the whole point is that you can go at relationships one of two ways. And the way that most people go at relationships is they meet somebody and they're sort of their habitual paradigm, their way of thinking is, what can this person do for me? How can I sell this person whatever I have to sell? Or how can they help me? Or how can the bottom line is, how can I use this person for my own personal gain? And the way that shows up in the practical sense is, if you and I are talking, I just meet you perhaps. What I'm going to be thrown to do if I'm a normal human being is make the conversation about me. I'm going to want you to hear my stories. I'm going to want you to hear my opinions. I'm going to want to sell you on my opinions. I'm going to have a tendency to kind of tell you what I think you should do and how you should move in the world and what you should value. I'm going to be thrown to kind of want to make you like me. And so I'm going to dominate the conversation and I'm going to do most of the talking. And, you know, if you are talking, if you're telling me a story or you're telling me something about you, I'm going to have a sort of a listening for, oh, as soon as Adrian takes a breath, I'm going to jump in and tell him what I know about this or my fish story or,
yeah.
Right? And so our paradigm with other people is me, me, you give me, I get from you, like that. And the flip, which will allow you to, I believe, get most anything in the world you want, is see people as a vessel in which you can pour your gifts. And one of your greatest gifts that you can give another person is your own sincere, not as a strategy, but your own sincere interest and curiosity in who are they?
Yeah.
What do they think? What have they done with their life? Where do they disagree with you and be fascinated by that disagreement as opposed to be polarized by it? And if you can just be curious about other people and ask them questions and take it all in and listen and learn and know who they are and bring that into your heart, that's the number one gift that you can give people. And then if you'll take it to the next level and be thinking, like I know the two of you have made a life of thinking, when you meet somebody, you're thinking, how can I contribute to them? Who can I introduce them to? how can I support them? How can I champion them? How can I promote them? And, you know, that's the bottom line of the authentic networker. It's,
yeah.
It's all about building a network of people that you're contributing to, that you know and you love and you appreciate, and not seeing them as, what can I get from them? What can I sell them? How can I sign them up? How can I get them? How can I get something out of them? Instead of, it's just simply, what can I give to them? And then trust the universe that somehow, some way, you're going to get taken care of. You know, Zig Ziglar said it best, right? We make everything complicated. You can get everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. And the number one thing other people want is they want to be seen. They want to be heard, and they want to matter. And you and I can do that just through our gift of listening.
Well, and, you know, I think the authenticity piece is so important because it's amazing. I'm just thinking on some people in my life who I really value, and they routinely contribute to my life. And because I know it's genuine and I don't feel as though I have to question their, if they have an ulterior motive, you can bet that it is literally like clockwork. Every time they do something nice for me, I cannot, like, my subconscious can't rest until I have figured out a way to return the favor to them. And there's just this beautiful thing that I think when you do that authentically and you do it really with a desire to contribute and with trust that it will come back to you somehow, but not an expectation that it will come to you tit for tat, that what ends up happening is that it immediately turns around and allows it to come back to you. It does almost come back just like that, like a boomerang, but it's like a secret. It's one of these things that it's like, you can pervert it so quickly and so badly, and then it stops working. But yeah, if you can keep your head in that space, it's truly magical. So we got about a minute to break. I want to give you a chance to weigh in there, but don't give a long answer.
You cannot believe the rules.
You have 45 seconds.
So here's the deal, you guys. Nobody's done as much personal development in this space for as long, in my opinion, as Richard. And it goes all the way back to the same thing. I've got to do something to shock people at this seminar I'm speaking at next weekend. And I think my shirt is going to say, I am a human, not a prospect. Please treat me that way. Because everybody's got such an agenda, they don't even see me. And what we're trying to do is teach you to see people and drop them where they are instead of where your agenda takes them. We're coming back right after this. This is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984. 844-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And we're back. It's the Legacy Leadership Radio Show. Adrian and Richard Brooke are having a compelling conversation, and I bring you in and take you out, so I'm done. Back to you, Adrian.
Oh, Father. It's true. Okay. Just kidding. So this is our kind of lightning round segment. So let's pick up where we left off inside of that conversation, because you have been spending some time really helping people to understand what it means to actually, you know, authentic is a word that has become this word that kind of gets thrown around. I think a lot of people want to do that, but it's almost a word that people don't really actually know how to live into the meaning of that word. And so what does it mean as a network marketer to be an authentic networker, Richard?
Yeah, well, it's a little dicey to get to the heart of it because, you know, if you're a network marketer or a mortgage broker or a real estate person or, you know, doing anything, business, new business development is part of the agenda, right? Your purpose is to build the business. And so, you know, the paradigm is the way I'm going to build the business is I'm going to identify prospects and I'm going to approach the prospects and pitch the prospects and sell the prospects. And that's the way I'm going to build the business. And I'm not saying that doesn't work. It does work. The challenge is it, you know, most people say no, right? No matter who you are or what you're selling, most prospects say no. So you got to think, if you think in long term, you're thinking like, okay, well, if most people say no, I might be enrolling people or, you know, closing sales or generating new business, but what kind of wake of reputation am I leaving in the dust? Am I leaving behind me with the people that say no? And so if your approach is you see people as people that you can use to generate new business for you, and most people say no, then the feeling people have, the experience of people have of being in your process doesn't feel good. It feels like I said no, and I was used in that process. I'm discarded. I'm not of any use to that person anymore. And perhaps, you know, you bring in like the overcoming objections. Okay, so I say no because I don't have time, or I don't have the money, or I don't value what you're selling. And what I get from the salesperson is an argument with, oh, you know, well, if you sleep 8 hours a day and work 8 hours a day, you got 72 hours a week free time. What do you mean you don't have any time? You know, so not only am I, you know, not somebody that's in business with you, but I'm rejected, and then I'm on the way out the door, I'm made wrong on the way out the door. That's a very old paradigm of sales business development. And the paradigm that the three of us are embedded in is a different paradigm. It's a different process. Yes, we want to build our business, but what we value as much as our business is we value relationships. And before break, we were talking about, you know, agenda and motive and trust, that if you build relationships, somehow, some way, it's going to come back to you. Well, here's a way it comes back to me immediately. When I meet somebody new, I've just trained myself to not see them as a prospect of somebody that I can use for business. I've trained myself to see them as, the gold is not in new business development. The gold is in learning who they are and how they think and why they think that way, and pulling from the immediacy of the conversation, I get new education. I get new perspective. Maybe I get a friend instead of a customer. And in the end, I guess if you do business long enough, you reflect back and you go, you know, what's more valuable, generating the maximum amount of new business every year, or generating a great amount of new business every year? And instead of leaving a wake of dissatisfied people that are rejected in the process, I embrace the wake as new friends, as people that have educated me. Everything I've ever learned in life, I've learned from other people. Not only from the people that I've done business with, but from people that I haven't done business with because I've listened. So the cheese, the gold, in making it about the other person, you don't have to wait 5 or 10 years and hope it comes back tenfold. You can get benefit from engaging in people right now. I learn something from you, whether you do business for me or not. And if you can capture that as an authentic motive, then when you're engaging people, it's not a strategy. I'm not engaging with you and listening to you and making it about you so that I can get it returned to me tenfold from the universe. What I'm getting out of the conversation by making it about you and listening to you and serving you is I'm getting a relationship, and I value the relationship more than I do the revenue.
All right, hold it for a second.
We have to take a break. That allows you to
engage. We have to take a break, Richard. All right, we're coming back right after this. Network Marketing Leadership Show, now called the Legacy Leadership Show, with Tom Chenault and Adrian.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Simone Sanders, a senior advisor and the chief spokesperson for Vice President Kamala Harris, is expected to leave her position at the end of the month, a White House official and 4 other sources familiar with the matter told NBC News.
It's been it's been 3 years of a lot of jumping on and off planes and going around the country, and she works very hard, and I can't wait to see what she'll do next. And I mean that sincerely.
Mario Lehman, attorney for James and Jennifer Crumbly, on Saturday said the gun used in the Oxford High School shooting earlier this week was locked during the Crumbly's arraignment hearing in an Oakland County court. James and Jennifer Crumbly are being held on $500,000 bond each, an Oakland County District judge ruled Saturday during their arraignment hearing, citing a concern about a flight risk. This is USA Radio News. Representative Michael Cloud, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax that school mask mandates are tragic for children.
What we're doing to the kids, you know, especially young kids who are trying to develop verbal skills, and we know communication so much is not just what's going on, the words that are coming out of your mouth, it's the interaction, it's those relational skills that need to develop.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott's ban on schools requiring masks was upheld Thursday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. But several districts, including the Dallas Independent School District, announced they would require them anyway. Nine lawyers allied with former President Donald Trump were ordered Thursday to pay Detroit and Michigan a total of $175,000 in sanctions for abusing the court system with a sham lawsuit challenging the 2020 election results. Those sanctioned include Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, and seven other lawyers who were part of the lawsuit filed on behalf of six Republican voters. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And we're back. It's Legacy Leadership Radio Show with
Legacy. It's the Legacy Leadership
Show. And Richard Brook, the scab picker of all time. And we are having some fun today, but we're also talking some pretty serious stuff.
We are.
And that's important. So over to you.
You are allowed to ask questions for the record. But I'll ask one first. So you talked about this a little bit in the last segment, Richard, that there some would say there's a tension. I'm curious if you like that term or not. There's a thing that on one hand we're trying to be these authentic people that genuinely see the payoff in being able to learn from people, to love people, to contribute to their lives. But on the other hand, I've got some bills to pay, and I didn't join this thing because I wanted to save the world. I joined this thing because I, like, need to make something happen. And isn't this a much slower way to get there? I think I hear that, and I often don't hear it, but I feel it or I see it behind people's eyes. And so what is your perspective on that, I think, kind of natural fear or tension that arises for people when they think about going about the business in this way?
Yeah, great question. So basically what I teach people is two ways of being. two action funnels. So it doesn't matter if you're a network marketing or it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you have a business, new business development is a big part of what you need to do. And so, you know, some people, their new business development is all advertising or, you know, maybe some kind of funnel or something like that. But, you know, what you and I are talking about is relationships and connections and, you know, real people, person to person. So what, for whatever that is, however you use that in your life, there's two ways to exercise it. So let's just call it network marketing, no matter what you do, if you're marketing to your network. So most people, I think the statisticians will tell you, the average person knows 250 people. That's how many people would come to their funeral, or if they could afford it, they would invite to their wedding, right? So if you know 250 people, and that's not enough people to build the business that you want to build, then what you need to do is add to the 250. That's the process of meeting people and connecting with people. So what we're talking about is when you meet somebody, what is that process about? And instead of when you meet somebody making the process about me, oh, let me tell you what I'm doing, or let me tell you why you should buy what I'm, okay, that will produce one outcome, which people don't feel good about that connection. But if you use the new encounter to make it all about the other person, what you do is you build your network. So if you're networking, if you're a networker, you're always looking to build your network. So you can have 250 people in your network, or you can have 25 people in your network, or 25,000 people in your network. And that's a process of you connecting with people, serving people, remembering people. It's not just remembering stories about people. How about just remember who they are and where you met them? How about just remember that you know them? I know thousands of people. I can't remember I know them because I never kept track of the whole process. Right? I don't even know who they are. I don't remember where I met them. I don't remember their name. They're not on my radar because I don't have a system for that. That's contact mapping. So as a networker, you're always bringing people in the top of your funnel that you're connecting with and serving, bringing them into your network. Now, to your question, Adrian, well, is that the slow way to build a business? I don't think so, because when somebody's in my network, so if I was selling something and the two of you are in my network, I know you, I have a relationship with you, how I've treated you to bring you into my network had you feel good about me, when it's time to do business, Adrian, I wouldn't think twice about calling you and saying, Adrian, I'm selling this. This is what it does. Would you do me the honor of looking at it to see if it's a fit for you? That's not asking you curiosity questions and learning about your cats and your dogs and your kids and your spouse and what you did on summer vacation. That's business. But who am I doing business with? Somebody that trusts me, somebody that likes me, somebody that enjoys a conversation with me. And I'm not calling you up and manipulating you and closing you and pressuring you and telling you, Adrian, you need to buy this. Or, you know, the authentic way is, hey, if you'll trust me, Adrian, enough to tell you an authentic story about my product, a truthful story, I'll trust you enough to make your own decisions about what's in your best interest to buy. How about that as a relationship?
So, and one thing that you have taught me is your 416, 64, 256, 1,024, 4,096. Let's face it, this whole numbers game and throwing it against the wall and hoping something sticks is ridiculous. Four great relationships done right, set up, and completed, set people free, don't they? You get four leaders who go get their four leaders, who go get their four leaders. The party's on, and you can't even stop that bus because you took the time to stop passing past the person that can build the business. nothing makes me crazier, and I go to lunch with people all the time that are supposedly big network marketers, and the first thing they want to show me is how they recruit their waitress. No. Have a real conversation with me, eyeball to eyeball, and be with me. And that's what I'm telling you to do. Go find your four, be with them, and teach them to find their four, and let the magic of geometric progression take over. Right, Richard?
Yeah, and you know, a big mistake that we make, like we wonder why can't we find the four that want to do this, is you got to ask yourself who I'm being and what I'm saying, how I'm being in front of the four. If those people, just take one person, so if I'm looking to inspire you, Adrian, to build with me, if who I'm being, what I'm saying, how I'm moving with you leads you to say to yourself, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. That doesn't look fun. That doesn't look real. That doesn't look... If the prospect doesn't say, I can do that. If they say anything other than, I can do that. You don't get the duplication of 4, 16, 64. That only comes when everybody who comes to the party looks at the role model, that's you and me, and they say to themselves, I can do that. So what are we doing? What are we saying? How are we saying it? Who are we being in front of the people we're looking to inspire such that they look at us and say, I can do that. I want to do that. That looks like it feels good to do that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we're so sophisticated and we're so successful and we're so powerful and we're so wonderful, whether it's our online marketing or our social media profile or our public speaking or how much we know about all the products or the opportunity and how slick we are, that, yeah, we're really impressive. So impressive that somebody who could have been one of our four looks at us and says, well, you're real cool, but I'm not that cool.
Yep. Look at Denise Chenault out there commenting like a mad woman.
Why don't you get Denise on this show?
I know, we really should. We have missed the trick there.
I told her she had
Adrian. Adrian, you ever thought about rotating Tom with Denise?
That is. I just need somebody else to say it. Richard, what are some things there's some easy straw men here that we could just go, don't do that. That's stupid. I think this audience gets that. But what are some things that you see people do, maybe for the right reasons, but are the wrong behaviors inside of this idea of somebody looking at what you do from the outside and saying, I could do that. I would want to do that. That would feel good to do.
Well, I think one of the most popular things that gurus have taught people and seven-figure earners have modeled people in the last 5 or 10 years is social media. That the way you're going to build a successful business is be a social media phenom. You know, be live every day on all channels. And I'm not saying that's not authentic and real for some people. My experience is most people that could be very successful networkers look at that and they say, I can't do that. I don't want to do that. You know, if you even get a little deeper into the social media model, it's okay. It's great to get 100 people to comment on your live. But if you don't comment back on every comment, you lose the algorithm, you lose the traction, right? So now you're telling your new person you want to inspire, not only do you need to go live every day, but you got to sit there on your computer and, oh, thanks, Adrian. Oh, thanks, Tom. Oh, same back to you. Oh, yo, no, I love you more. Oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, thank you for telling me you're wonderful, but you're even more wonderful than I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. I love you. Blah, 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 right? So I'm not saying that doesn't work for some people. I don't think that's a duplicatable strategy for the masses, nor is scripts You know, so, okay, you know, here's, I'm going to call people up and I'm going to read them this script. This is my script. You know, I found that this works, you know, universally for all people and, you know, use this script. And I don't think most people want to be the person that calls people they know and reads them a script. Yeah. I don't think most people want to close. You know, what is closing? What's basically taking somebody who doesn't want to buy and making them wrong and stupid because you have some mastery of manipulation that they don't have. And so what comes out of the conversation because you box them into a corner is they say yes, begrudgingly. And does that duplicate? Do people really want to do that? Do people really want to argue with their friends about whether or not they should buy something or join something? I don't think they do. Faking it till you make it. You know, I'm all about creating a vision, having posture, stepping into your vision.
We're on final again.
Yeah, but do you really?
We'll be right back after this.
I'm talking.
It's Wackadoodle Jones, and we'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back. It is the Legacy Leadership Radio Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Final segment, the great Richard Brook. Don't you have another masterclass starting up like tomorrow?
Monday.
What's it called?
5 Levers of Leadership.
How do we get there from here?
I don't know.
Okay. Send me a text and I'll send you one of my little affiliate links so I can make money. No, I'm kidding you. We will get you the link to this.
Soon as you'll post it.
Yeah, we want it because it's going to be great. Yeah, so it's going to be incredible. And I tell you what, I have seen this guy change some lives just recently. Did one heck of a job. I love Richard Brook. He's got more skills in his toe than most people have in their whole body. You definitely want to go to leaderduplication.com/5levers. It will be unbelievable. It's a miracle. No wonder he couldn't tell you what that was. He couldn't even pronounce it. Take it away.
And the first session Monday night is free.
Really?
Yeah, it's free. Just come for 90 minutes. I'll bury you with brilliance for 90 minutes, and it's free.
What time does it start?
4:30 Pacific.
5:30 Mountain, so that way we could still go to pickleball.
Yeah.
All right.
I might still be talking by 9, Tom.
Well, that's exciting.
That is exciting.
All right, man.
Oh, my goodness.
What's next?
So I have to say I have been part of several of the master classes that Richard has done, and I can't recommend it highly enough. And so you really need to go and get behind the curtain on Monday and see what it's all about for free and decide if it's for you. But you will not regret taking that time and going and plugging into what he is talking about, because it is not only very congruent with all of this conversation that we've had today, but it's really, really practical, and it's really, like, it takes these ideas that we have started to unpack, but that we only have so much time, and it really begins to show you, like, this is how you could do that. And so it's 90 minutes, Neil. It's going to be fantastic, and so make sure you go there and plug into that, because I of everybody that we talk to, I truly say this all the time.
I think so, too.
Richard.
He's the best.
He's the best.
But he's a terrible marketer. How many miles do we have to scroll through the website to find out it doesn't cost any money?
I don't know. I'm a horrible marketer. That's not my jam.
You guys can't believe it. I spent like 3 hours of my time, which is valuable, getting down to the fact that his last course costs like so little money. And it's so exciting, you want to do it. And I am going to tell you one thing right now, and I'm 95% committed. I'm going to do this course with you. Because I think it's
exactly 95% committed?
Just, I have to have 5% of wiggle room.
How's that a commitment?
It's not. I didn't say it was a commitment. I said it was a 95% chance, not a commitment. But
what
you know
say,
me
Adrian?
Well enough to know.
Did he say, I heard
95% committed.
Yeah,
I'm gonna send you a Wikipedia.
I'm almost pregnant, so here we go. So that's good. All right, so yeah, that will be fun. We'll all do it together. It will be Tony Gordon from Australia just registered. Great, we'll meet. Yeah, so this is cool.
Meet.
That is so good.
Ask a profound question, Adrian. Get this back.
I wasted too much time, so you have to give the short answer of this. But in 2 minutes. Thinking about the legacy that you want to leave of this work you're doing, what is the encapsulation of what legacy you want to leave behind, Richard?
Great question.
Well, as it relates to network marketing, which is my primary, like, driving the wedge in network marketing. It's not that I want to. I am leading with others, not the only one. I'm just a co-collaborator in the process. We're change agents in how people network and market, such that people change their viewpoint of network marketing. You know, we're the only people on the planet that are selling something. Let's call it network marketing as an income option. Everybody's got a product, yes, but I'm talking about the opportunity, the income option. We're the only people on the planet that are selling something that all of our prospects, that's everyone we know, have already decided they're never, ever, ever, ever going to buy. Right? I mean, you don't believe me? Go ask 100 of your friends. Hey, I'm doing one of these MLM things, selling, you know, widgets that are magical for weight loss. You want to do it with me? No. Not ever. Don't ask me again. Nobody wants to do what we're doing. Yet we love what we're doing. Yet 400,000 people a week decide, they change their mind and decide to do it. There is some redeeming value to what we're doing. But why is the marketplace so resistant? Because for 75 years, network marketers have just been abusive. They've been stupid. They've been desperate. They've been greedy. They've been like hyenas out there, you know, like, you know, trying to grab every piece of fresh meat they can get and rip the meat from the bone and rank advance and get recognition and win the contest and make seven figures. And the public, our friends, our network, the people that we do have trust with, they don't like that. They don't like the hyenas. They don't
hold on
like
one second, Richard. Hold on one second. So go plug into Richard, leadershipduplication.com/5levers. Go plug in there. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.